Welcome to North Coast Nature, featuring the natural history of the Columbia Pacific region. Today, we're talking about the American beaver. Found throughout the United States, Canada, and northern Mexico, the American beaver is an aquatic rodent living anywhere with permanent water. It is one of the largest rodent species in the world and the largest in North America. The scientific name for the beaver is Castor canadensis. Castor is Greek for beaver, and canadensis means belonging to Canada, because the first scientific specimens were collected there. The beaver pelt was and is coveted by trappers because of its dense, soft fur in gorgeous shades of brown. The drive to collect and market beaver skins stimulated exploration in North America, and certainly contributed to interest in establishing communities in the Columbia Pacific region, including Astoria. By the mid-1800s, trapping had exterminated beavers in most areas. Federal and state efforts have reestablished them in parts of their historic range. Adult beavers average 4 feet in length and 50 pounds in weight, with some individuals reaching 85 pounds. With large webbed hind feet, valves to close ears and nostrils, and the ability to submerge for 15 minutes, beavers are well suited for life in the water and are superb swimmers. Most beavers in our region live in mud and stick lodges attached to a river or pond bank, or in a simple bank burrow. After breeding early in the year, followed by a 3-month gestation, beavers produce one litter of 2 to 4 young, called kits. The kits are able to swim within 1 day. Beavers live in families with a pair of monogamous adults and their offspring from the previous and current year. 3-year-olds disperse and start their own families. Young beavers have many predators, including bears, otters, and coyotes. The adult's primary predator is humans, who kill them as pests and for their pelts. Beavers are vegetarians that feed on a wide variety of shrubs and trees. They cut and store green branches for winter food. Their ever-growing front teeth facilitate the chewing required to provide housing and food. Male and female beavers have anal scent glands, known as castors, which are filled with castoreum, used to mark their territories and oil their fur. Piles of mud and vegetation along banks, called scent mounds or beaver pies, are marked with castoreum. Beavers rarely vocalize, but do produce a familiar sound, their paddle-shaped tail slapping the water as they dive when startled or frightened. Their distinctive tail also acts as a support when they stand on land and as a rudder when swimming. Beavers alter the landscape more dramatically than any other animal species except humans, and are considered a keystone species for maintaining wetlands. The reduction in wetlands is, in part, due to reduced beaver populations, which may represent only 5% of historic numbers. The first decline in salmon numbers may have been the result of reduced beaver populations. Beavers are remarkable architects, engineers, and hydrologists, capable of damming streams and rivers to create gently stair-stepped gradients and pond habitats used by fish and wildlife. Their dams increase aquatic habitat, catch sediments, reduce erosion and turbidity, and improve water quality. Water diverted by dams is cooler in summer and warmer in winter. Trees killed by flooding become snags, important for insects, birds, and mammals. Some ponds gradually fill in, creating rich, wet meadows, also valuable to wildlife. Once thought to be a barrier to fish, recent research shows that beaver architecture actually enhances habitat for salmon and trout. Oregon Department of Fish and Wildlife calls the beaver nature's fish habitat contractor. With the proper permit, it is legal to trap beaver in Oregon and Washington. About 500,000 beaver are trapped annually in North America, 10,000 of which are killed in Oregon. Enjoy and encourage the activity of beavers building homes and creating more aquatic habitat for fish and wildlife. If their work causes flooding problems, there are effective, non-lethal methods to discourage them. Contact your state Fish and Wildlife Department for information. This is Teresa DiLorenzo, thanking you for listening to North Coast Nature.